This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us here. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. And it is Christmas week. We're here every single day throughout the Christmas and holiday season. So, you know, you don't have to miss a moment. We will be here with you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, but that's actually where we have a special guest right now. We don't have guests on the show too often, but every now and then we bring somebody special on to talk to us. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
So our special guest we're starting out with is the president of the Foundation for Economic Education. He's Lawrence Reed, and he's on via Skype from Georgia. Hello, Lawrence.
Hey, Ian, Jay, and Daryl, how are you?
Doing well. Do we have to call you President Reed?
No, you can call me Mr. President, or better yet, just Larry.
All right, I didn't ask you before if you prefer Lawrence or Larry. So, Larry, good to have you here on the program. The Foundation for Economic Education, we've read a number of the stories that have been posted over there. I remember one of them was about the taxi cabs in New York City. There's great writing, good information. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the foundation and, you know, when it was created and why?
Okay. The Foundation for Economic Education, or FEE, was created in 1946 by the late Leonard Reed, no relation. He spelled his name R-E-A-D, whereas mine is R-E-E. And he was president until his passing in 1983. The focus today at FEE is no different in terms of our core principles than it was when he founded it. But we focus more specifically today on young people. But our message is one of freedom, free markets, small government, individualism, private property, and the free market economic arrangement that we think is superior to all other forms of economic arrangement.
Well, that sounds pretty great. Now, how did you get involved, and when was that?
Well, I first began reading FEE materials, believe it or not, in 1968 when I was 14 years of age, and began reading those things from FEE on a regular monthly basis. I started writing for FEE in 1977, speaking for the foundation in 1979. In the 90s, I was on the board of trustees and chaired it for the last 3 years of my 9-year tenure as a board chairman, as a board member. So I've been involved with FEE really since a teenager.
Fantastic. And so now you're the president of the organization. You said you're focusing on young people. What are some of the ways that that you're doing that? Because I'd imagine young people, you know, at least from my experience, if they're going through the government school system, they don't really like to read stuff.
Well, that's true. Although I have to say they're flocking to our website.
Really?
We are now, I think, number two within the Liberty space.
Wow.
In the country in terms of monthly unique visitors to the website, and that is fee.org. So not only can they read new material, 6 to 8 pieces or more every weekday, but also we do seminars for high school and college students during the summer, and just today on our website we put up all the details about summer 2017. Those seminars take place all over the country, and during the course of the year, we're hosting or co-sponsoring events for students on campuses and at schools all over this country and in a number of countries beyond as well.
So when you say seminar, does that mean that you're sending someone to the school and they're, you know, speaking one day, or is this like a week-long series of courses? What does that mean?
Well, the summer fee-sponsored seminars are 3 days in duration. And we put those on exclusively, but we cooperate with other groups all over the country and beyond to do half-day and full-day presentations or seminars, and sometimes just individual talks. Something is going on somewhere in the world sponsored or co-sponsored by FEE on the average about every 2 weeks.
And I'm actually on the website right now looking at the seminars that you guys have coming up next year. There's something in Los Angeles in mid-March. You've got something at Clemson. Is this Clemson University in May?
That's right. Uh-huh.
And then somewhere in Georgia, mid-June, there's actually FeeCon in mid-June. So tell us about FeeCon.
Yeah, that's going to be a tremendous event. It will be a combination of college student seminar for about 500 students and a FEE donor retreat at the same time. So there'll be two separate tracks. One will be for our donors, one for college students, and then there'll be a few joint events where we bring both audiences together. So our supporters will be able to attend that and actually meet hundreds of students who come to our seminars and see some of the magic that takes place. And now that you're on the website, Ian, I would also call your attention to the courses that we offer. A little over a year ago, we designed and posted on our website a course called The Economics of Entrepreneurship. And I mention that one only because in just a year and a few months, something like 20, 25,000 students have gone through that course.
Wow, that's impressive. Now, what does it cost to go through some of these courses? Are they all free? Because I know that you guys were talking, we've been telling our listeners about one of them that's free, but is that like kind of your thing? Are they all given away?
Well, the online courses are free. Yeah, you can download them and take them at your leisure. They're
great.
Completely free. In the summer seminars, there's a very small charge, $79, as I recall, although I hesitate to confirm that because my program's team may have just made a change in that. I'm not sure, but it's minimal.
Okay, great.
And so almost everything we do is provided at low or no cost.
So we've been following, let's talk about some of the issues out there right now in the news. Venezuela is something that we've been following pretty closely here on Free Talk Live as the shining example, is probably not the right word, but of socialism, you know, the failure of socialism around the globe. It's pretty obvious how bad things are there, and it's pretty fascinating in like a watching a train wreck kind of a way to see what happens. Of course, there are, you know, millions of people who have been victimized by this system over there, and they're the ones who are suffering on a daily basis, having to wait in lengthy lines just to acquire the most basic food items.
35 hours per month,
right,
on average.
Yeah, if they're lucky, they'll get there before they sell out. You've got the government nationalizing industry. You've got power shortages. People are hungry and they're angry, and rightfully so. But then last week, I don't know if you had heard this news, but Nicolas Maduro, the president of the country, made an announcement that they were going to be withdrawing the 100 Bolivar note.
Yeah.
Which is, for listeners that are just tuning in, the 100 Bolivar note is the highest denomination they have, and it accounts for approximately 77% of the notes in circulation. So they were literally pulling out of circulation the most popular, the most used of all of the notes of the currency over there. And the idea was originally they claimed that they would be replacing the 100 Bolivar note with 500 Bolivar, 1,000, and 20,000 Bolivar notes. But they're claiming that through some sort of misdirection or interference from the federal government of the United States, that those other notes never made it in time. And so people were lined up around blocks near banks to turn in their 100 Bolivar notes. They only had 3 days in which to do it. And basically on like day number three, Maduro came out and made the announcement that they're going to extend the deadline to January 2nd. So now they get an extra 2 weeks basically to turn these things in. But it's basically financial chaos.
And the claim is people are hoarding the money and there's currency speculation.
Bring on Bitcoin.
We'll get to that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It's tragic and it's idiotic at the same time. You know, I think we should use this opportunity to remind people that when Hugo Chavez put Venezuela on the fast track to full-blown socialism about 15 years ago, they didn't have a completely free economy to begin with. But nonetheless, he said, we're going to have socialism and we're not going to wait around for it. We're going to do it on the fast track. So in 15 years, he's taken one of the most prosperous economies of South America he and his successor, Nicolas Maduro, and have completely trashed it. Inflation now is running in the vicinity of 700-800%. Food shortages are rampant. And, Marxists and other socialists like to tell us that if they are in charge, they can implement
science. Hold that thought, Lawrence. We'll be right back.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. If you've got a question for our special guest, Lawrence Reed, from the Foundation for Economic Education. He's the president of that organization. He's here with us kind of talking about not only what FEE is up to, and you can go to their website to find out over at FEE.org, FEE.org, but also comment on some of the news that's going on out there, specifically Venezuela, which I find just absolutely fascinating and very educational. In fact, Daryl, you have recently contributed to the economic downfall of Venezuela, according to the president there.
Yes, I have. Gladly so.
Yeah. We didn't really get into this, I don't think, the other night on the air, but the claim from one of the claims from President Nicolas Maduro down there is that the United States is waging economic terror, basically, against Venezuela by hiring mafias to smuggle out like countless numbers of 100 Bolivar bills, the 100 Bolivar note, and that's his claimed reason, one of the claimed reasons as to why they need to stop having the 100 Bolivar note to really flummox these supposed U.S.-funded mafias that are smuggling
right,
out all these notes.
Bolivar are a lot more valuable as collector items in the United States than they are as money in Venezuela. And I figured this out of curiosity. I went on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I wonder if I can find Bolivar on eBay, because it would be really neat to have, you know, some 100 Bolivar notes.
Well, we've got the $1 trillion Zimbabwe note in here, or the $10 trillion or something like that.
Yeah,
so
we've got the $10 trillion. We've
hung
got
up on
a
the wall
one
here.
Zimbabwe dollar and a $10 trillion Zimbabwe dollar.
And they look awfully similar. One's
they
white,
do.
One's green.
So I went on eBay, and I was like, let me see what I can find. And I actually purchased a bundle of 50 Bolivar, 100 piece.
50
Bolivar.
100,
for 18 U.S. dollars.
Okay.
Free shipping on that one. And then I got, I think it's like 10 100 Bolivar for like $2 plus shipping.
So whoever it was that sold that to you, that person was in Caracas, right?
Actually, I think they were both in Florida.
Oh, okay. Wasn't there one of them that was selling?
There were several that were out of Venezuela.
Yeah, I thought you were going to buy from Venezuela directly, so you could be...
I was going to, but I wound up getting better deals from the people in Florida.
Oh, so you're not really undermining the state then,
Well,
you?
Possibly, because, you know, for all I know, it was some mafia that took the money from Venezuela to Orlando, or it could just be somebody that, you know, wound up renting one of these mail carrier sort of things and getting all of their mail handled that way.
So, Lawrence, do you buy the president's explanation that all of the economic woes of their country are due to the United States taking money out of the country?
No, not at all. In fact, socialists never take responsibility for the stupidity and the terrible outcomes of their own decisions. Just imagine, by announcing that they're going to withdraw nearly 80% of the country's cash, you'd think that the scientific central planners, which they tell us they are, would have something in place to take the place of those. But they didn't. That's a big reason why Maduro had to postpone it, because he realized that suddenly, after ballooning the money supply dramatically for the last several years, causing price inflation to soar, that withdrawing 80% and not having anything to replace it would cause a massive crippling deflation. So,
right. Yeah, that was one of the points that an author over at Forbes.com had made in a story that I had in show prep for tonight, which is to show how economically ignorant the Venezuelan so-called authorities are. You know, they're making the claim that somehow it is these mafias, these secretive mafias, that are taking these, however many tens of thousands of these bills, or millions, or whatever it is their claim is, lots of these 100 Bolivar bills out of circulation, that's causing the economic damage. But ultimately, that would mean that the prices should be dropping in Venezuela rather than going up, because there should be fewer dollars to chase around the same amount of goods. But in fact, inflation is at a runaway pace, and if you go to dollartoday.com, you can see that one U.S. dollar will currently get you around 2,700 Bolivar. And that's compared to the official exchange rate, where one U.S. dollar, if you walk into a bank, you'll get 10 Bolivar. So,
yeah.
I mean, the black market rate is just, it's been skyrocketing over the last year.
Yeah, well, one of the things that socialists everywhere have in common is that they have no theory of wealth creation. All they have are crazy, fanciful schemes about what to do with other people's money once they've confiscated it. And, you know, you and I and people who believe in liberty and free markets, we talk about how wealth is created through things like investment and incentive and so forth. But those are alien terms to socialists. They have no interest in those things. All they want to do is to take what other people have produced and redistribute it according to their political whims. And so they have no knowledge of how money works either. It shouldn't be surprising that they're in the process of ruining both the entire economy of Venezuela and the currency of the country.
And then the Venezuelan central government recently seized 4 million toys, claiming that...
From one factory.
Yeah, claiming that the distributor was hoarding and price gouging. But, you know, when you've got price controls and people can barely afford to eat food, is it any surprise that people aren't buying toys?
Yeah, and it's not as though the toy market isn't a competitive one. I mean, there's no end to what kids can play with.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that somebody could have, you know, corner the market on toys and rip people off, warranting a massive seizure of toys by the government is laughable. It's just... absolutely laughable and tragic at the same time.
If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. According to TheGuardian.com, so this is after Maduro had announced the withdrawal of the 100 Bolivar note. It says here, by Friday, a general sense of chaos has spread through the, had spread through the country of 31 million, which has been suffering from a severe economic crisis for nearly 4 years. Amid the confusion, protests and looting broke out in the western city of Guadalito. Three banks were attacked or burnt, and a woman was reportedly wounded by a gunshot. One man died in Callao in eastern Venezuela amid looting. The following day, Maduro abruptly announced a stay of execution for the 100 Bolivar bills, blaming the same international conspiracy for delaying the plane loads of cash that were bringing the new notes. See, one of the things they do down there is their central bank doesn't actually print their money. They actually have to hire out external private companies to do the printing of the Bolivar. And so Maduro's been claiming that the new 500 Bolivar notes are just sitting in a warehouse somewhere in Europe with whoever their current printer is. Because earlier this year we reported on a story where one of the major printers in the world called LaRue is no longer doing business with Venezuela because they owe them $70 million and they haven't paid their bill. So they're not going to keep fronting them cash if they're not paying their bill. So apparently they found some other sucker to print up their money, and or at least so they're claiming. And the claim is that there's, you know, pallets and pallets full of 500 Bolivar notes just waiting to be shipped over here. But now apparently, due to this international conspiracy run by the United States, that shipment has not yet shipped out, and that's why they have to extend the deadline to turn in the 100 Bolivar notes.
Thanks, Obama.
Larry, stick with us. We're going to continue the discussion here. I'm sure you've got more to say. And that's Lawrence Reed. He's with us from the Foundation for Economic Education. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want, although if you want to bring up what you want, you'll have to wait for just a moment until we're done talking with our special guest. He's Larry, the president of the Foundation for Economic Education, also known as Lawrence Reed, and he's with us via Skype. Larry, thanks for hanging on and continuing this discussion. We've been talking about Venezuela and also some of the cool stuff that you guys have going on over at fee.org, F-E-E.O-R-G. And so we were just discussing the Venezuelan claims, the government's claims that it's some sort of international conspiracy to basically cause financial chaos in the country. It has nothing to do with the fact that they're printing out, untold amounts of money, because we don't know. They stopped reporting their official inflation numbers back in early 2015. So we're coming up on two solid years now with not even any claims from the government about how much they're printing, which, of course, you know they'd be lying if they were saying anything at all, but they're not even saying anything at all. And you don't believe the claims. You think that it's not an international conspiracy after all.
No, it's the result of their own stupidity. Mass expropriation of businesses, the massive printing of increasingly worthless paper money. This is the socialist model in one fell swoop, one heavy dose, and it's producing the entirely predictable results. Economic chaos, and in my belief, it can't go on much longer. I think 2017 may be a very pivotal year for Venezuelans.
So what do you say to somebody who would, point out, Sweden or Finland, you know, some of these other nations in Europe.
The biggest example that I see tossed around is Denmark is a socialist paradise. They've got like $20 an hour minimum wage.
People are happy.
They're
well fed.
Full-time work is 33 hours a week, so people are only working like 6 or 7 hours a day. And it's just, you know, this amazing socialist paradise. Socialism works.
Yeah, so how do you handle Denmark? How do you handle that? Because, you know, people will say, well, in Venezuela, they're just doing it wrong, and clearly the other countries are doing it right. What do you say to that one?
Well, those are bumper stickers that are about 30 years out of date. Even the Danish Prime Minister, not so long ago, objected to being called Denmark being called a socialist country. He said, "No, we're a market economy."
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, in Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, in particular, what you've got in Finland, what you've got is kind of a halfway house. What seems to work in their economy is primarily due to the capitalism they haven't destroyed, not the socialism that they actually have. They do have some of the lowest tax rates in the Western world on business enterprise, lower than we have, with our rate of 35%. And you mentioned a minimum wage of $20. I don't believe that the Scandinavian countries have a minimum wage. I know Sweden and Norway do not. I'm not certain about Denmark. But they intervene in their economies much less than a lot of people think. And so the question is, all right, well, the success they have had, even though their economies have stagnated in recent years, the success they have had, the question is, well, is that due to the socialism they have or to the capitalism they haven't destroyed? I think it's the latter. They still have globalized economies with lots of trade, with lots of other countries. They have lower tax rates on business enterprise, more school choice than Americans have, believe it or not. And they have significant elements of a free economy. If they were to do in their countries what Venezuela did in its economy in the last 15 years, in no time at all, they would all be basket cases, too.
Yeah, so, one of the things that we saw that at least, you know, after all these years of watching Venezuela, that to me seems the most damaging thing, besides, you know, nationalizing industry is pretty bad, but one of the things that really seemed to be a critical mistake over there was pegging the bolivar to the dollar, setting this arbitrary rate of what was 6.3 bolivars per U.S. dollar as of just about a year ago, and then they changed it to 10, while all the while the black market was, you know, 800 and then 1,000 and then 1,200 bolivars.
And today it's 2750.
Today it's 2750. I mean, so that has caused so much havoc. I mean, just because business owners that need to import products, and a lot of stuff is imported down there, they can't do it because the wholesalers will not accept the bolivar, and they can't get their hands on dollars unless it's through the black market. And so basically you have a shortage of things like toilet paper in that country.
Yeah, exchange controls are nothing more than a government being unwilling to recognize the real value of its own currency, pretending that it's worth more than it really is.
Right.
All it does is to create, as you say, black markets and make it difficult for people who need foreign exchange to get it.
Now, so, Larry, I've got a question going in a completely different direction. I had a tab open in my web browser on the fee page, and after a while, something popped up and asked if I wanted 5 free ebooks.
Ooh.
So can you tell us about these free ebooks that I was able to get?
Well, those are ongoing offers that change from time to time, so I'm not sure which 5 you may be looking at. It may be some of the classics we've recently offered, from Bastiat and von Mises and Henry Hazlitt, or it could be something else.
Yeah, so I opened up the email, and it's the Essential Henry Hazlitt, Essential Frederick Bastiat, Essential Hayek, Essential von Mises, and Essential Leonard Reed, no relation.
That's right. Yeah, those are classics. Those are some of the great works of the greatest economists and free market thinkers of the last century. So where we are able to do that because we're not violating some copyright provision, we are happy to provide those for people to read. And when you read Mises, Hayek, and Hazlitt, and Bastiat, you're reading some of the best of all time.
Jay Noon's with us in the studio, quietly absorbing the conversation. But you had a question about silver. Jay, you're a bit of a silver bug, right?
Well, yeah, so I'm really into silver, and I try to get my friends to hold fractional silver. And Larry, what is Fee's position on holding silver, and do you know of anything going on with silver trade or barter in Venezuela with the current circumstances?
Well, we take a no position on silver per se. We're not investment advisors in any way. Now, in another sense, we've certainly over the years made it very plain that we think that gold and silver have served well historically as monies, and that they're infinitely better than unbacked, irredeemable fiat government-produced paper money. But we don't make predictions as to what their value is going to be in the near or distant future. So we're not in that particular aspect of economics.
Now, I did notice over at fee.org you guys are accepting Bitcoin for donations, so I guess that means you all have embraced cryptocurrency?
Yes, and our position on that is basically let 100 flowers bloom. As long as there is no fraud or deception, no violence, people should be free to engage in the various media of exchange that pop up privately and voluntarily. So we're kind of excited about things like Bitcoin and what the market is giving us in the way of alternatives to unstable government money.
Yeah, we definitely are here as well. Guys, do you have any other questions for Larry? Well, we've got him.
So has there been much with Venezuela, these alternative currencies? I mean, I would imagine barter has got to be, pretty popular right now with what's going on.
Oh, yeah, and there is some Bitcoin transactions. Mm-hmm. And we just ran an article on our website within the last couple of days about Bitcoin being increasingly used in Vietnam, would you believe?
Oh, wow.
Once communist country. So anytime that the government's money breaks down because of government's over-issuance of it or other shenanigans, people look for alternatives. And sometimes it's primitive barter, and sometimes it's alternative media of exchange altogether.
Well, right now, Bitcoin's price has been shooting up over the last 24 hours, jumping up from around $7.95 last night to around $8.35 right now. It's been a real good day for Bitcoin.
Wow, it was $8.17 this morning when I did the news.
Hey, Larry, thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live tonight. I appreciate your time.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Check out more of him and the Foundation for Economic Education over at fee.org, FEE.org, and wish you the good night and great holiday.
Thank you. Same to you.
Larry. Good night. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. We got more coming up about Venezuela on the way. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Rather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. If you got Bitcoin, I want you to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax, and you can get it over at JAXX.io or your Google or Apple App Store. And there's no Bitcoin wallet quite like it because it holds more than just Bitcoin. It holds several other cryptocurrencies, the competitors, if you will, to Bitcoin. You can have multiple options in there, including Dash and Litecoin, as well as the REP, I believe it's called REP tokens or REP coin. Augur, I think, is the one. There's so many of them. You can go check it out. Jax.io, JAXX.io. It allows you to shift, actually, because of Shapeshift.io integration between those coins. So if you have Bitcoin but you want to convert them into one of those other altcoins, you can do that right there within the Jax wallet. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He is the creator of CryptoKit and a Free Talk Live listener, and it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds if need be with Jax. So if you lose your phone, it breaks, or something else bad happens, you can always get access again to that same Bitcoin, because again, your Bitcoin isn't stored on the phone itself. The phone just has the keys that access your Bitcoin in the cloud, on the blockchain, as they say. So go to Jax.io and get started there. It's also cross-platform, which means you can have the very same Bitcoin accessible on your other devices. So your laptop, your desktop computer, your tablet, you can do it all with Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. We've been talking with Lawrence Reed about Venezuela. It's just an absolutely crazy situation out there. And we brought the story to you last week about the 100 Bolivar bill being pulled from circulation, which caused a kind of a reverse run on the banks. Normally, you're used to a run on the banks being people lining up to pull their money out of the banks. In this case, they were lining up to put their money into the banks, carrying whatever life savings that they had with them, because these are the, again, the highest value currency note that they have in Venezuela.
And on the black market, it's valued at about 3 cents.
That might be being a little bit liberal, maybe closer to two. But, yeah, it's not worth very much at all, barely even worth doing anything at all with. In fact, there were people with stacks and stacks of this currency waiting in the lines of the banks, and they weren't being robbed because it just wasn't worth it for the robbers to actually spend their time and take the risk to rob somebody of stacks of this currency because it's not worth anything.
And it would also, at the time, it was planning on being illegal to use within, you know, like 2 days. So
why would you steal
something that you can't use?
So, I mean, it was just a crazy story, and people were lined up, you know, around the block just to turn in these 100 Boulevard notes that some people had been saving for a long time, which, of course, is generally a bad idea. You don't want to save your money in an inflationary economy like that, because the longer you hold on to the Boulevard, the more worthless it becomes. According to the story here over at TheGuardian.com, Maduro did announce that they would be extending the deadline. So it was going to be like basically a couple days ago when these things were all due in. And because they haven't gotten the replacement currency yet, the 500 and 1,000 and 20,000 Boulevard notes, because they're finally adding zeros. After many years of not adding zeros to the notes, they're now going ahead and adding zeros, which is, you know, yet another sign of how bad inflation is in that country. Remember, Zimbabwe ended up at a $10 trillion. Was it $10
trillion? No. $100 trillion.
They ended at $100 trillion?
Yes. And then they ultimately decided, all right, we're shutting down the central bank. This has gotten a little crazy.
Despite the setback and the arrests of more than 300 people during protests and lootings on Sunday alone, Maduro declared victory. He called this decision to extend the deadline a, quote, necessary tactical change, unquote. The borders with Colombia would remain closed until January 2nd to prevent the entry into Venezuela of what the government says are huge caches of bills that are being hoarded. Wait, I thought they said that the gangs were taking the bills out of the country. This is getting very confusing.
Basically, they're coming up with whatever excuse they can think of, and it's sort of like Schrodinger's currency, to where it's both being hoarded and taken out of the country at the same time.
Maduro claimed on a Sunday address on television, "Mission complete!" declaring victory, adding that banks had gone from holding just 2% of the estimated 6 billion 100 Boulevard bills in circulation to 80% of them. The black market Boulevard dropped significantly from over 4,000 Boulevards per dollar to 2,500 at the weekend, but Raul Gallegos, an analyst with Control Risks Consultancy, said the drop was likely temporary. He says it will likely be back up within weeks. Maduro's latest economic experiment and the apparent improvisation tested the patience of many Venezuelans. Looting continued Sunday with more than 300 people arrested in the Eastern Boulevard states, where about 350 shops have been ransacked since Monday. I don't know what they were ransacking because I doubt there was much inventory left in many of those stores. Tensions were high in the western Taquira state on the border with Colombia, where many Venezuelans rely on buying goods in the neighboring country just to get by. On Monday, National Guard soldiers patrolled the streets in the worst-hit areas. Yorman Aguirre, 38, a security guard, waited 5 hours to deposit his wads of cash, which amounted to a few hundred dollars at the black market rate. He says, quote, "With this change in bills, the lack of money on the street, and how expensive things are, we won't be doing much for Christmas." He said, "Inflation is estimated to run into four digits, and some experts say it could reach 2,000% this year amid a chronic shortage of basic foods, goods, and medicines. Inflation in Venezuela, which relies on imports for nearly all of its what it consumes, is intricately tied with the exchange rate, which Maduro says has been manipulated to undermine his socialist government."
The exchange rate that the Venezuelan central government has set at 10 to 1 has been manipulated somehow.
Yeah.
By someone other than him, is his claim.
That's right.
What this appears to be, for me, the way I look at it, is basically just a redistribution of the wealth. I mean, so now the bank has 80% of these 100 Boulevard notes.
Right.
So it's a lot easier.
That's what they're claiming.
It's a lot easier to rob the people, you know, when their money's all in the bank. It's easy to wipe out. So
Right.
That's the way I look at it.
Well, they've already been robbing the people with the horrible inflation.
Sure.
Sure.
But this is another way to do it. Now they can just, this is like a final looting.
Well, right. They promised them that they were going to give them the newer notes in exchange, but then they said, whoops, well, they haven't arrived yet. So just go ahead and turn in those 100 Bolivar notes anyway. And then once we get the new notes, we'll go ahead and hand them out to you.
We pinky promise.
Yeah.
Every time a politician moves his lips, he's lying. And hopefully these folks figure this out. And, you know, and this is the model that Bernie Sanders was praising, you know, right up until a couple of years ago. I mean, big time.
Economists argue that price controls and rampant government spending, including 4 wage hikes in a year for public sector workers. Apparently, you're working for the state. You're doing all right in Venezuela compared to the rest of the economy, is what has the economy on its knees. Adding insult to injury, Venezuela's minister for prisons mocked those who'd given up on 100 Bolivar bills that they hadn't been able to deposit and used them to light cigarettes or pasted them to lampposts in a sign of protest before Maduro announced the delay. He said, quote, ha ha ha, I'd like to see the faces of those who threw their 100 Bolivar bills out the window and burned them. Or, excuse me, she wrote on Twitter. So, yeah, some people were just waiting in line with their stacks of cash and just said, you know what? All I've got here is $5 worth of Bolivars, so I might as well just throw them away because my time is worth more than just standing here for 8 hours.
Right.
So how desperate are these people, though, that are standing in line for several hours just for not much money? I mean,
it's desperate.
That's just desperate situation because
they're
not going
to
be able to eat
zoo animals when they're able to break into the zoo and find
an
animal that hasn't starved.
They're eating rats. They're eating, you know, whatever it is that, you know, stray animals that they can find in the streets. There was a story about even some of the Venezuelan military men who had taken a goat and slaughtered it because they were running out of food in the barracks. If they're not even feeding the military guys very well, then that could suggest that things are going to end soon over there. But really, you know, the question is how long can they keep this going for? I mean, it's bad. It's real bad there right now. But, man, Maduro's still sitting pretty. How long before, you know, somebody torches his whatever the equivalent of the White House is over there and runs him out of town?
Well, you're assuming that they'll be able to, you know, find enough material to wind up making a Molotov cocktail to torch the place.
You can make fire. I think most people can make fire, even the most dire of economic
Absolutely.
Circumstances.
But what's going to get to the point is the military, the police, the security, they're just not going to be interested in doing a job because there's going to be no incentive for them.
They could turn on him at some point. That certainly isn't unheard of when it comes to, you know, coups, for instance. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on the way. International headline with President Duterte, the Trump of the Philippines, as he's been called. Now it looks like the UN's calling for him to be brought up on murder charges. Daryl, you've got that story. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.